Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Okay, let's clear up a few things about manifesting, because ever since I started talking about manifesting, everyone around me is like, I'm going to manifest this, and I'm going to manifest that, and I'm going to manifest this. And hey, Paul, and it's, I find it funny and cute, but hey, guess what? We are manifesting all the time. So basically, whatever you're getting right now, you have manifested. Like, even before you know how to manifest, you're manifesting because your thoughts become things. So say you have debt, right? Basil says, say you have debt. You have manifested that debt. Now, if, hey, Neil, if you want to manifest income, like say you want to manifest $50,000 to cover your debt and pay off your debt, that means you have to manifest something different. So say you have $50,000 worth of debt. I don't know where I put the debt. So you have $50,000 worth of debt and you want $50,000 worth of income to pay off your debt. That means you've been manifesting debt for $50,000 worth of time, okay? To manifest something different, you have to change something inside of you to manifest something different. So that means if you've been driving west for $50,000, you've got to turn the car around and drive east if you want to go the other way, right? If you want to go to the other coast. So if you're going to manifest something, you've got to realize what you're doing to manifest the $50,000 worth of debt. Okay, somebody wants to jump on this. Okay. So you have to realize, say hi if you're on, because I don't know exactly who's on. So you have to realize why you've been manifesting what you don't want. Yes, you can just say, I'm going to manifest something and maybe you get it. But manifesting comes from us being super intentional about what we want. It comes from us knowing how to shift our fears and knowing why we have manifested this debt in the first place. This is called a block. What is blocking you? Hey, Andrea. What is blocking you from getting what you want? This is why people, hey, this one's for you and somebody else who messaged me earlier. And he was just like, I am going to manifest selling my company. And if I get it, great. And if I don't, then great. Then I'll just keep going. And I'm like, that's not how manifesting works. You choose a specific outcome and then you manifest that outcome. But if you don't know why you're not getting what you want, you still have that block. This is why I had the same relationship problems. Well, I didn't know anything about manifesting for the last 20 years, but it's why I had the same relationship problems over and over and over and over again. People do this all the time. They have the same debt, the same debt, the same debt. And they'll have like $10,000 in the bank and then they'll, you know, pay off their credit cards and then they'll work it so they always have the same amount in the bank, same amount on credit cards, same amount, you know, they stay the same because they have a block. Hey, Kyle. So to manifest, you have to be super clear. I told you that. You have to be super clear on where you are, what you're getting. So if you are getting a certain relationship problem, you have to realize that that is happening. And then you have to figure out why. And this is where people actually need coaching. Because if you've been manifesting this relationship problem or this money problem over and over and over again, you're going to continue to get that. So I have a PDF on eight steps eight steps to manifest, right? So that is in my Facebook group for free. You can just go in and manifest that, download that. You were mentioned, but I'm talking about relationships, money, all the things, right? I'm talking about why you're getting something that you don't want. You're actually manifesting that. So I have a free challenge that starts on Monday on how to manifest your soulmate relationship. Okay, I'm going to put the PDF, download that, read that. It's not enough to know what manifesting is. You have to go into the steps and what you're actually doing that is creating the reality that you want. So I actually use these steps that I just sent in the link. Okay, bye Kyle, work on those abs. I actually go through this PDF or the steps and think, okay, I'm getting this. Why am I not getting what I want? And I'll look and see where I'm manifesting something opposite of what I want. So check out that PDF, but I promise, like, I want to give you so much value, but I promise you that's still not going to be enough. That's what I use and that's what I teach my clients to use, but there's so much to manifesting because if you're 40 years old, like 42 years old, like I am, you've been manifesting the same problem over and over again. There's a reason why. We have to go into why. Here's the thing. If you have $50,000 worth of debt, there's a part of you that wants that debt. If you are 47 pounds overweight, Hey, Iris. Hey, Ashley. If you are 47 pounds overweight, there's a part of you that wants to be overweight. I love you guys. And trust me, I know how hard that is hearing that because I've been there. I'm like, but once you realize why you want the problems that you have, then you can address it. But it's so hard to admit that we created these problems, that we created these bad relationships, that we created this debt, that we created the things that we don't want and we're adamant about. We're like shouting from the rooftops that we want to pay off our debt and we're working our asses off, but we can't pay off our debt because we want, there's a part of us inside of us that wants this debt, that wants the bad relationship. I know, it's a bitch. I went through it too. I had to realize this too. But until you realize why you want this shitty problem, I mean, and that's just part of it. That's just part of it. Why are you keeping this problem? Because you actually have a choice. You can say, I want something different. And the thing here is I said this for a year. I told you guys that I was in love with this man that I now manifested as my future husband for a year. So for a year, I was like, why the fuck aren't we together? Why the fuck aren't we together? What is going on? Why am I manifesting us not being together? Right? For a year. So if I was stuck in that problem for a year, and I'm a coach and I help people through this stuff, what does that say about manifesting? And then once you know how to manifest and you know how to go into your blocks, 10 years of this crap, three and a, yes, and it sucks. But there's a part of you that is holding on to this problem. Just like there was a part of me that was holding on to my relationship problems. Just like there was a part of me that was holding on to my Adderall. Right? We hold on to these things even though we don't want them. And we have this inner conflict where we're trying to work so hard and like get past this relationship problem, but it keeps coming up. And until you get rid of that problem, curse, you are not cursed. You have the power to change this. You have the power to choose something different. And it may not feel like you have the power, but you do have the power. Your thoughts become things. If you say that you're cursed, that takes the power away from you and puts it out there, and then you're just fucked. You're just fucked, right? You don't want to be in that situation. You can change what you're getting. You can change your reality. I did that. I manifested my healing. I manifested getting off of Adderall. I didn't fucking plan that shit. In fact, that I did not want to get off of Adderall. I manifested that. I manifested my future husband. I manifested that. I manifested my book. Hey, Beth. Hey, Jeremy. I manifested writing my book, Addicted. That came out in 1 week. I wrote that in 1 week, published it when I landed. I manifested that. Yeah, I manifest you. You're getting exactly what you want. There's a part of you that wants that. There's a part of you that feels safe with that. And until you go through and figure out why that's happening and flip the switch on that, you're going to keep getting that. And I know what it feels like to be in a relationship, my marriage, my 20s, I thought that if I divorced this man and walked away and started again, that I would be smarter, that I would know better, that I would pick somebody better. And you know what? I did pick somebody better, but the fucking problem still fucking followed me. It followed me out of my marriage to my next relationship and then to my next relationship. And then I was like, okay, obviously I don't know how to do relationships. And that's when I figured it out. That's when I started working my ass off to figure out what was going on in my relationship. And this is why working with me is so powerful. This is why my clients get the results that they get, because I've been there. I know what's going on for them. Divorced twice and second boyfriend after. Yes, you've got to be done with the problem. There's a part of you that is holding on to that problem. And until you go into that deep, obviously, whatever you've been doing isn't working. And it's going to continue not to work. Right? And that's why my clients come to me, because they're in this situation where they're either in a relationship and they're like, I've been wanting to get a divorce for 4 years. Or they are like you, where they're like, I've been in the same problem over and over and over again. And I'm fucking 42. I want to get this fixed. I can't do this for another 20 years. I can't do this for another 10 years. Your time is so precious. And this is why the work that I do is so powerful. Therapy isn't going to fix it. Therapy isn't going to fix it. The work that I do, I help you figure out who you are and what you want. You're 49. Yes. So I'm right behind you. So I help you figure out who you are, what you want, and become the more powerful version of you so that you never manifest this again. I know what that's like to be stuck in the same pattern over and over again. But there are reasons you are choosing this, and there is a way out. Whatever you're getting, if you're getting that $50,000 worth of debt, you're going to keep that debt until you heal that, until you become the person that doesn't have debt, that makes the kind of income she wants to be making, he wants to be making, right? You are this person, but you know that it's possible to become the person that attracts a soulmate relationship. Each one totally different to start, but end up the same. Exactly. Exactly what I've been saying. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's true. And it's going to happen again until you decide that it's never going to happen again. And the thing of it is when I left my marriage, I saw the issue. I saw the issue, and I still got back into another relationship with the same problem. Even though I was smarter, I chose better, I still ended up with the same problem, because we attract that same thing, that same problem. So you can, it's like seeing a train come right for you. And I saw it in both my exes, ex-boyfriends, right? It was like watching a train go right for me. And I was like, fuck. You know what the problem is. You know that what you've been doing hasn't been working. You're not. Something needs to change. You need to flip the switch. If you believe that it's out of your power, then you're done. Then you're just gonna, that's it. That's your life. That's your life. The thing with me that made me start manifesting, like this year, all these things, right, was I was in so much pain that I was like, I'm not having this. I'm done with these fucking problems. I do not want this. And that's
when I started manifesting. That's when I manifested my healing. That's when I manifested my future husband. That's when I manifested my book. That's when I manifested me getting off of Adderall, right? I'm just kind of bewildered. Yeah. You have the same story. I mean, different details for sure, but three relationships, same problem. And people don't realize that they're manifesting right now. Like, even if you don't know what manifesting is, which most of the people don't, they think it's like a magic genie, like you rub the lantern and a genie comes out and you, oh, look what I manifested, right? And even my story sounds like that. Like, oh, he's in my living room. He wants to marry me. How did this happen? But that's not how it works. That is not how it works. You don't just get something that's amazing. You create it from your thoughts. Yeah. Healthier, get stronger, got my stuff together. Yeah. And I just kept attracting the same thing over and over again. And until you decide, you have that internal decision that you're going to do whatever it takes to get rid of that problem, then you keep getting it. You keep getting it over and over again. And manifesting, there's so much to it. And people keep throwing that word around. And I can tell they don't know how to use it. I can tell, like, you don't. Oh, what was that movie? Oh, God, that movie. It's such an old movie. And he's like, I don't think you know what that word means. People are using manifest. I can't remember the name of the movie. It's like, I see the picture. Princess Bride. Ah, I got it. Okay. The Princess Bride, right? He's like, I really don't think you know what that word means. People don't know what manifesting is. I didn't for the longest time. I thought it was like, you just like wish for something and then you get it. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And then I was the type of person who's like, logic, work your ass off. That doesn't work either. Just fucking makes you tired, right? But manifesting, well, join my challenge next week. Download the PDF that I put in the comments. I did not put the challenge in the comments. I'm going to have to dig that up for you. There's so much to it. How do I find this? Where am I? What plan am I? Okay. Join the challenge. Okay. You're in. Good. Okay. Join the challenge. The PDF. The challenge, that is just a start. That is just a start. I can't give you everything in those two things, but I can give you enough to be dangerous. To be dangerous. Obviously, when you manifest, it's immediate, right? You don't have to wait. So when I manifested my future husband, as soon as I saw him the next time we were together, and I was just like, okay, wow, that was fast, because that's how it happens. I know there's a lot to it. Yeah. Yeah. So again, if you're getting $50,000 worth of debt, there's a lot going on there that created the $50,000. If you're getting bad relationship after bad relationship, there's a lot going on that created, I mean, that's like probably more than $50,000 for the debt if we're really going to put a price on bad relationships in the years of our lives, right? But basically, we've been creating this pile of debt or pile of bad relationships for our entire lives. If we want to change that, something massive has to happen. Something massive. Like, therapy's not gonna do it. Go to therapy for sure, but as a supplement, right? You've got to find somebody that you trust, somebody that knows exactly how to get you out of that mess, $50,000 worth of debt, or out of that bad relationship pattern, right? I'm short, but lots of... The thing of it is, luckily they were short, but lots of damage done. When we get into a relationship and allow ourselves to be in a relationship like that, there's so much damage that's done. Like, I still have a lot of cleanup from my husband, and I left in 2008, and I still see stuff where I'm like, oh, yep, that's where that came from. But that is all in the healing, and that is a process. But yeah, allowing ourselves to be in a bad relationship does so much to our self-worth, to our businesses that we run, to our money. Like, it reflects in our money. It really does. Triggers, yes, so much, right? So changing your future takes a lot. It takes a real transformation. And therapy, well, therapy's great, but if it hasn't gotten you where you want to be, it's probably not enough. I've never used just therapy. I've never successfully used just therapy. I've used just therapy. That shit didn't work. I was like, no. Honestly, I am empowered because I know that I get to choose my reality. So when I decide something, I'm like, okay, I need this, this, and this, and I go out and get them. Like, in 2018, in January of 2018, I hired 11 coaches for different things, okay? And, like, one was a diet coach, one was a workout coach, one was a business coach, one was a branding coach. So there was a variety of coaches, not all for the same thing. But because I make empowered decisions, I will not stay. Oh, lots of relationship coaching. I will not stay where I am. I take action. And I know that I get to control my future. I get to choose my life. And yeah, it's taken some time because I had a lot of things to work on in 2018. But here I am. My business, I'm doing my purpose work, doing what I love. I just manifested my future husband. I manifested my healing, manifested getting off of Adderall, manifested my book, right? So you have the choice to either keep the same problem you have, or you can flip the switch, become empowered, take the steps that you need to take to manifest a different reality. So, yeah. So, Monday, 5-day challenge. Join. I'll see you there. And then download the PDF. And if you feel like this has really spoken to you and you want to talk about working together privately, message me. And then I will see you guys. I'm probably going to do a live tomorrow. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow, and bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.